Pedal to the Metal mit dem Besten aus New Metal, Crossover und Punk.
Hello everybody, Pedal to the Metal here with the Weave Man, and we've got Edsel Dope here on the phone. So yeah, how are you guys doing?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Yeah, just doing fine. It's cool to have you here on the phone. I mean, Germany's far, far away.
Yes, it is very far away. I appreciate the interest from so far away.
Yeah, you also got a German label, don't you?
We have a European label called SPV.
Yeah, but I had to go over the American way because I don't know, the German label doesn't promote your record here. I've got the impression, at least right now.
Yeah, well, I think that'll start up here pretty soon. We kind of made the deal late, so they're a little late to the party, but I think it's going to all work out okay.
Yeah, you're now on tour, so what's your impression so far? I mean, it's been a long time since Dope has played in that lineup.
It's kind of the same old for me. I mean, it's exciting to play with some of the guys that I haven't played with in many years, but, this band's lineup is much like a fraternity, you know. We're all friends, and I've had a different lineup for every single album. So it's cool, you know, when I get to hang out and play with some of the guys that I may not have played with in the recent past. But, you know, for me, the band, you know, has continued on for years and years and continue to put out albums and continue to tour and everything else that goes along with it. So, the only thing that really changes for me is maybe some of the song selections. And, you know, the jokes.
what kind of jokes?
And the camaraderie. Yeah, man, it's like, you know, when you get a different group of people together that, you know, all played together, you know, some time ago, there's different jokes and there's different stories and different memories. So it kind of picks back up, like, you know, where you left off. So it's a lot of fun, for sure.
So what kind of jokes, for example? To get an impression?
Oh, I don't know, man. You know how it is. Like, if you hang out with your high school buddies, you have your own little inside jokes and your own language, whereas if you hang out with your college buddies, you have different inside jokes and different language. So it's just, you know, it's just a different group of friends that communicate slightly different. I don't really know any specific examples, but we're just, it's just a different clique. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, sure. I know what you mean. And you're also far away from home, maybe from your family. So, how's that for you?
Again, same thing. Like, I'm used to this, you know. We've toured so much in the, you know, 15 years that I've had this band that I'm used to this. It's all good. This is what we do. We go on tour and play shows and travel from city to city, and it's just it's part of what we do. Yeah. Another day at the office.
And what does your family say about that? Or are they on tour?
No, they don't, you know, families don't tour with us. But again, it's like, this is what I've always done. So it's nothing new. It's just part of what we do, you know?
Yeah, sure. You've also, what I've seen of Instagram is that you also got a kid. So what does your kid say about the music you do?
No, I don't have any kids. I have a nephew who's 4 years old, but I don't have any children of my own. My nephew, he's still four, so all he knows is that I play rock and roll. But he doesn't understand the lifestyle or anything yet. But it's all good.
So don't you want to show him the music?
Yeah, I mean, he listens to the music in the car. You know, there's certain songs that. That have the right subject matter that he gets to listen to and dance around and has fun with it. But I don't bring him out to shows yet. I feel like he's still a little too young for all that.
Yeah, when he sees all the titties going around.
Yeah, exactly. Not ready for that yet.
Yeah, your tour is also called the Die Motherfucker Die Reunion Tour, and this is one of the songs also with Take Your Best Shot, which is one of... there was a hit list published online, which were songs played in Guantanamo for torture. So what's your opinion on being on such a list?
I don't have much of an opinion on it. It's one of those things that you never expected to happen. I don't even know how true it is. You know, who knows? But it's an interesting tidbit. I know that, you know, our music, that album came out, you know, shortly after the World Trade Center fell. So there's definitely a connection between some of those songs like Die, Motherfucker, Die and Take Your Best Shot and a lot of the American soldiers that went over and, you know, and fought. So there's definitely a connection between us and the U.S. military. You know, every day I feel like I meet somebody new who is in the armed forces that, you know, use those songs as some form of inspiration for survival. And, you know, so there's a definite interesting connection there. But as far as the Guantanamo stuff, I don't know. It's so beyond my touch or understanding that all I can do is kind of just shrug and say, well, never thought that I would affect anything on that magnitude. Hopefully it's for a good cause, but it's a tough one for me to really put my finger on.
Yeah, it's a very tough topic. So let's talk about your new record, which will be out on October 28th. And but it's at least for me as a German, the video you put out for Blood Money is very violent, very graphic. So so is there also a connection of violence and dope?
I don't know. I mean, I think that's a tough word again, too. It's art, man, and it's an expression of art and lyrically what the song's about. I feel like the video embraces very well. You know, it's also like anything. This is show business, and it's supposed to be entertaining. And is it aggressive? Sure. Is there an element of violence to it? Sure. Is it perpetuating violence? I don't think so. I just think that it's an expression of art and visual art, and you know, it certainly represents what I think the energy and lifestyle of the band is, and I think a lot of people identified with that, and that's good because that's what the intention was. But you know, we play very aggressive music. We even have a song called Violence, but I don't think that it perpetuates violence. I think it perpetuates you know, just a release of emotion and whatever that emotion is. But I wouldn't overthink it.
You also care a lot about putting out videos and stuff. Like I've read, you've also got a lot of videos planned, so I think you very care about your art.
Yeah, no question about it. The visual art is very important to me. I've always feel like I've gone above and beyond to make sure that the visual elements are very strong. You know, I think that art is not, you know, musical art is not just about the songs and the music, but also about the visual expression that goes along with it, at least for me. So, that's my opinion on it for sure.
So was that also one of the reasons why the album was delayed for 1.5 years, because you're more a perfectionist about your art?
No, it was more just, you know, timing, personal stuff that I had going on in my life. I thought, schedule wise, things were going to work out sooner for me to be able to commit to the touring and to releasing the album. And then some things happened and I had some other things I had to take care of. And then I ended up moving across the country and that, you know, took some time and just priorities. You know, I just needed to make sure that everything was right and time was right. You know, that Blood Money music video had been done for quite some time. It was just a matter of my schedule and my, you know, my personal agendas all lining up to be able to give the record the proper attention when I was ready to launch.
And it also takes a lot of time till it will be launched for everyone. So it will be October 28th. So what are your expectations on people reacting to it?
I don't really have any. You know, I think I do what I do. And I hope that people that like the band like it. But I do what I feel. You know, I write as an artist the music that represents what I feel and what's happening in my life. I feel like that's what I'm supposed to do. Hopefully, you know, the world can relate and you know, have have some of the same feelings that I do, and the music serves a purpose for them, but I really have no expectations. I'm going to, you know, do what we do. I'll release the album, and then we'll play some shows, and we'll have a good time, and hopefully people like the album and listen to it and share it with their friends, and more people hear it. That's it. It's all good.
1999 is not a Prince cover, as we figure out. What's it about?
It is just sort of a reference to, you know, the band came out in 1999. Our first album was released in 1999. It was a very hectic time for me as an artist because I was, you know, new and very young and very aggressive. At the same time, the world was in a very interesting spot, especially America, with everybody wondering what was going to happen at the turn of the century and whether it was going to be the end of the world and everything else that happened with that. And I think it's just an expression of reflecting back on 1999 and the beginning of my career and what potentially everyone thought was going to be the end of the world.
Yeah, and you also got a major deal then, and yeah, very expensive videos produced. So a lot of that happened in 1999.
Yeah, no doubt. It was a big, big year for the band and a crazy year for America.
And now you'll just do an indie, so I think it's more the easier way. I mean, most of the bands are doing it right now, and I think you've got even more creative freedom, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I've always been fortunate to have a great deal of creative freedom because I've always been the main producer on our records and directed the music videos and everything that goes along with that. You know, America is a very fickle market, and it very much rides with the trends. Very few bands remain on major labels for more than two or three or four albums because America cycles through the trends so fast that the major labels need you to be a gigantic band in order for them to keep you. You know, bands like Disturbed or bands like Linkin Park will remain on major labels through the course of their career, but, you know, the smaller bands, they don't last as long because they're not part of the trend anymore. So it's really the same difference for me. Really, again, like, I feel so in control of the band and so in control of the sound and what I do that it really doesn't make a difference. I enjoy the support of a label, but in this day and age, it's kind of such a crazy time that, you know, I'm not sure that you need the big labels anymore, but the more support that I can get to create awareness, I'm happy to have it.
Yeah, and we are happy that you're also touring right now, at least one small stop in Europe, which is in the UK. So what about Germany soon?
We'd love to get to Germany. We wanted to come there for a very long time. It just hasn't added up yet. So hopefully next year we'll be able to make that happen. We would love to play your big festivals. If I'm not mistaken, Bloodstock is one of your big German festivals that we've been trying to be a part of for a long time. So believe me, when the phone rings and they ask us to come play one of your big German festivals, we will be super excited and happy to do it.
So, yeah, hopefully it will happen. I mean, you've got a German label, so maybe some things will work out. So, we don't know.
Yeah, well, we're working on it. We definitely want it, you know, for whatever that's worth. We would love to do it. Just like we go to Russia. We've had great experiences in Russia, great experiences in the Ukraine, great experiences in the United Kingdom. You know, Germany's one step away from all that. So we're very excited and looking forward to coming there and doing it at some point soon.
The Russia tour was also something very big, so you also did a live record about it, and the people were going nuts, in my opinion.
Yeah, it was phenomenal. It was absolutely phenomenal.
Was that something you expected? I mean, it's far away from America.
Well, the first time we went there, I was very surprised, but we've been there now every year for the last 3 years, and we're about to go back for our fourth time. So I'm not surprised anymore, but the first time that we went, I was very surprised as to how big we were over there, how many people knew the songs and how much the music had connected. That was very exciting. When we went to do the live record in Russia, that was our third time there. So I knew that, that the crowd was going to be great and that it was going to make a great, background for the live record, which is one of the reasons that, you know, I chose to do it there. So it all worked out really great.
thanks for the interview. Is you something you want to say to your listeners?
No, thanks for sticking by the band after all these years, and let anybody know that you want to see the band. As far as if there's any polls you can vote on for Bloodstock or any of those festivals, keep saying the name Dope, because we would love to come and be part of those German festivals. It's not because we don't want to, it's just because we haven't had the right opportunity. So make your voice heard and do what you can to spread the word that you're excited about Dope and Dope coming to play Germany, and we'll be there as fast as we can.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Edsel.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate your time.